This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I am once again your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, praying that everyone's had a blessed week. I'm thankful for everyone who tuned in last week and the week before to listen to some great messages that the Lord has given me to give to you. I'm prayerful today that everyone's doing well. You know, there's a lot going on in the world today, in the hip-hop world. A great rapper by the name of Earl Simmons, known as DMX, passed away from a stroke. It's a very devastating thing. I know for me, he was one of my favorite rappers. That's right, guys, I love rap. He was one of my favorite rappers, and, you know, it kind of hurt me a little bit, touched me, and I know a lot of people that I know, it touched them too, and even people that you would never believe that he touched them as well, because not only was he was a great rapper, he was also very spiritual. Yes, he had his faults, he had his addictions and whatnot, but you know what, beyond all that, he was still a man of the Lord. He did his best, he always made sure he put God first, even though, like he's always said, and he was always open about his faults. But you know what, that's life, you know, and a lot of us have them. I have my faults, you have yours. The only thing we can do right here on this podcast is to send our prayers to his family and friends as they go through this trying time of mourning. It's not easy to mourn over someone. And that's also, I also send prayers out to anyone else who's going through a mourning period, be it the loss of a family member, a friend, or loss of something not as grave as that, maybe lost a job or wasn't able to continue school or loss of a relationship, either or. Just want to keep everyone else lifted in prayer for that. So stay tuned. We're going to get right into the prayer moment momentarily. Prayer time here at Safe Haven. We're lifting up everyone that needs special prayer today, praying that those who are looking for jobs are able to find the job that best suits them, praying for those who are having relationship issues, trying to get through those as well, praying for those who are just trying to make it, just trying to stay uplifted during times such as these, praying for those who are still suffering from COVID, though praying for those who are in seek and in need of trying to find an appointment to be able to get the vaccine for those who want it. Praying for those who don't believe in the vaccine, but prayerful that their heart is open and their minds are open to the possibility of actually receiving it one day. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now. We want to just thank you for waking us up on this day, be it a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us another opportunity to do your will, Heavenly Father, because this is your will, not our will right now, Heavenly Father. Right now, we want to lift up those who are going through economic struggles, financial struggles, Lord. We want to pray for those who are going through job struggles right now, Heavenly Father. So we're praying for those who feel like they're trapped in where they are right now, Heavenly Father. We're praying for those who right now going through relationship issues right now, Heavenly Father, feeling the same thing that I just addressed, so Heavenly Father, in the terms of feeling trapped right now, Heavenly Father. Pray that you just open the door for them, oh Heavenly Father. Open the door to their heart, their eyes, their minds, oh Heavenly Father. Open the doors in their lives for where they need, for the doors that need to be opened, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that you just be able to just touch them and bless them, be it a word of encouragement from me or someone that they run into today, oh Heavenly Father, whatever day this may be. We pray for those across seas. We pray for those that, that didn't even know that prayer exists, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that, one day they'll be able to see you, oh Heavenly Father, through one of us, oh Heavenly Father, as we bring them the word, the message, oh Heavenly Father, because right now someone needs a word from on high. Sometimes we have to be reminded, oh Heavenly Father, that we are the walking word. We are the Bible, the only Bible that they may see. So we pray right now that you just continue to bless us, use us to be that guiding light, oh Heavenly Father. Let your will be done and not our will be done, oh Heavenly Father, so that we may come together and unite in your name and in your spirit, oh Heavenly Father. So right now we just pray. We pray for every church door that is still open in your name, oh Heavenly Father. For every preacher that is going to become on the pulpit, be it in a chair, be it in a stand, be it wherever they may be right now, oh Heavenly Father. Pray that you just bless them and guide them in the way that you see fit. Also right now, Heavenly Father, we pray for this podcast right now, Heavenly Father. We pray for the word that's going to be coming forth today in this message, oh Heavenly Father, because without a doubt, you are the Lord, and we need you forevermore. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's message time here at Safe Haven. Hopefully you have your swords ready. We're going to be coming once again from the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter. We're going to be starting from the 24th verse through the 29th verse. I'm going to also encourage you guys to read verses 19 through 23 at your own leisure. It will definitely connect to today's scripture. Once again, coming from John 20. Verse 24 through 29, reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads as follows. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12 apostles, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have come to believe." Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I ask that you pray with me on a very, very deep message, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for this message in advance. We pray that the word that is coming forth is a blessed word for all of us right now, Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Without a doubt, it's amazing about this message that's about to come forth. I mean, when we read the scripture, when we read about Thomas, this is the most famous passes for Thomas. But, you know, and a lot of times we talk about how Thomas doubted this and that, yada, yada, yada. But one of the things that truly stands out about Thomas is not the fact that he doubted. You know, that's one thing that I know that a lot of preachers touch on. They talk about that, but here's one thing that we don't talk about is that he believed. I mean, yeah. I mean, let's face it. Let's put ourselves in Thomas's shoes, for starters. Think about it. Your leader, your mentor, passes away. You know, it doesn't matter if it was through a crucifixion like Jesus or anything, or natural causes or unexpected circumstances. And then a few days later after his funeral, you hear that he's back. I mean, let's look at it from your point of view. Would you believe right away? Would you be all of a sudden on the bandwagon of, he's back? You know, hearing that he's been appearing here and there, you know, one minute he's there, the next minute he's not there. Would you have believed? For anybody who says yes, you need to check your pulse. Because quite frankly, that you're not human. Because to say that you would have believed right off the tip, nope. I don't believe that. You want to know why I don't believe that? Because, quite frankly, if I was in Thomas's shoe, I wouldn't believe that. Because we would say the first thing that we would normally say is, this is not natural. This is not natural for a person to come back from being dead. We saw him die. Saw him with our very own eyes. And now, all of a sudden, you're saying that he's back. Either it's a figment of your imagination or you're crazy. You know, that's the first thing that we would say as humans, as people, you know, as a living and breathing human being. We're not used to seeing people come back from the dead or this or that or people ascending. But in this case, the first thing that you get out of this is Thomas is just being like us, you know. The only caveat Thomas has versus us is he put out a caveat. He said, "Look, if I get to touch Jesus and see his hands, feel the side where he was pierced, and see where the holes went in his hands, then I'll believe." You know, and for us, we don't have that we're not afforded that luxury. That's, I guess, in a sense, that's why Jesus in verse 29 said, 29b, he had instantly said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Yet even in today's times, it's kind of hard to get right deep, neck deep into that. But before we get neck deep into that, let's look at our lives today, you know, and a lot of things that we go about doing, you know, because we have doubt in our lives. It's not just about doubting Jesus. You know, sometimes we doubt that our skills and our talents are going to take us to where we need to be. Or we doubt that what we have to bring to the table is either not enough or could be more than. It's not an easy thing to just come straight out and say, yeah, I got this. You know, there's a difference between being confident, overconfident, and cocky. And then in a flip side of that coin, it's kind of hard because you fear rejection. There's fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of being pushed to the side. Or you just have a fear that nobody's going to, someone's going to steal what you have and then pass it off as their own. You know, it's kind of hard to do that. It's kind of hard to feel confident sometimes when you've gone through a lot. And depending on your road in life, you may have gone through something, well, rejection. Rejection is one thing. You know, you may have lost somebody. You may have lost them tragically or you just lost them because you thought you gave your best. And you felt like you gave your best to the situation. But they still pushed you away and you feel rejected. You feel like, doubt has a way of just sneaking on up in there. He's like the devil. He sneaks in at night and then he's going to be there all day. And you don't know why you feel that way. Because quite frankly, you're like, where's this quote unquote doubt coming from? Where is it coming from? Why? You know, it's sometimes when I've been applying for jobs, when I apply for jobs and, you know, and I see something out there that gets my attention, but then I look at things and I say, I doubt they're going to look at me. You know, I say it straight up. I say it. And even if it's something that I'm qualified for, I would say, I kind of doubt they're going to pay attention to me. They're going to find some reason. You know, first off, it's kind of hard to get past that doubt. You know, but today, with the help of Thomas and Jesus, both of them working tag team today, you know, you're going to teach us a lesson about this. Because without a doubt, because the first thing we need to do, and the 3 points, first thing you need to do is reach out. That's right, reach out. Now, I know that first point is going to be tough for many of us who have a hard time sharing our stories with others. I have a hard time sharing stories with others. I know a lot of people out here listening probably have a hard time sharing their story with others because, quite frankly, people take advantage of us. And, you know, and when people take advantage of you, you don't want to be taken advantage of. You put your guard up. You put the walls up, close the door. You put on the security system to make sure nobody breaks in. Kind of like what you do when you're in your own house or your apartment or wherever. You lock it up, you gird it up, and you want to make sure that nobody ever gets inside ever again. The same thing we do with our heart. A lot of people have black hearts. And a lot of people say black heart is not a bad thing because black heart is like, just say we love, but we keep it guarded, you know, and it's hard to reach out because we don't know who to trust. And a lot of us say we trust God, but sometimes we have a hard time trusting God because we give it to God, we give it to the universe, as some people would say, and still nothing happens because we're so used to the microwave experience. We want that instant gratification. We want it right now, right now. And God is probably saying, hold up. I'm getting it ready for you. You know, we want it to be to a point where I don't have to continue to hear back from you complaining about the same thing, but you just want it right now. And that ain't cool, you know, and quite frankly, and that's one of the things that we have to look forward to within the same context is we're trying to look forward, but we're not giving God a chance to answer our prayer. And that's what happens sometimes. But, you know, at the same time, we do have that doubt thing going on. And when we have that doubt thing going on, you know, it's hard for us to reach out, you know. And I'm, you know, note this, between verses 25 and 26, a week had lapsed after Thomas said, I ain't believing what y'all saying. And, you know, unless I see all this, you know, something's got to happen. That means between the time that Thomas said that and then the week later when the disciples were all together at the house where Thomas was with them, something happened. We don't know. John didn't record it because John probably wasn't there when Thomas probably experienced some other things to get to this point. You know, Thomas, maybe Thomas did have an experience where he thought he had seen him, where he thought he had seen Jesus. But at the same time, probably between that moment where he said what he said and when he did see him, he reached out to God. He reached out to God. Probably he got on his knees and prayed and said, if God, if Jesus really did come back, let me see him. But let me see him around my brothers. Just like old times say, you know, just like how a lot of us who haven't seen each other due to COVID or whatever, and we say that I can't, let me see my brother, let me see my sister. I have a lot of brothers and sisters. And when I say a lot of brothers and sisters, I have a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ, brothers and sisters in this journey. So I have only one brother. All right. And I miss him too. You know, he lives in Europe. I live here in America, and due to this crisis, haven't seen him. I personally haven't seen him in probably 4 or 5 years now, and, you know, it does hurt when I don't see my brother, you know. It does hurt, you know, because he's my family. But, you know, I still pray for him and his family every day. So, therefore, you know, it's kind of hard, but I reach out to God, and I just keep him in my prayers due to time differences. It's hard for me to be able to contact him like I would want to and when I need to. When I'm up, he's sleep. When he's sleep, I'm up. So it's kind of hard. But, you know, But I'm reaching out. That's the first point. The second point, which is very, very, very interesting, and it kind of touches into verse 27, and it's after you reach out, you touch him. You touch him. Because in verse 27, Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. That's deep, you know. But I always focus on that last part where it says, do not doubt, but believe. You know how hard it is to just believe in today's times where we're seeing a lot of things going on. We're seeing a lot of hatred in a lot of people's hearts coming out to fruition. A lot of us can blame whoever was sitting in the offices, the high offices. But you know what? You can't blame them. You got to blame the person who's actually experiencing it. No. It's one that's who's the perpetrator of the hatred. Because whatever's been going on in their world, in their heart is cold. And, you know, they haven't been fed the right nutrients, so to speak. You know how your mom always would tell you that you need to eat healthy, eat the right things, and so therefore your body will take care of you in the right way? Well, if you don't eat the right things or you don't nourish yourself in this spiritually, you're being fed the wrong things. And a lot of people will say, I believe in spirituality, but, you know, there's more than just one version of spirituality. It ain't just God. Hello? You know, there's more than one form of spirits, because you got to be careful about the spirits you let into your life. And you got to also be girded up and taught and trained by the people who are on the right path, because you can always get somebody who's on the wrong path and also instill a different version of doubt in you. There's people out there, you know, one of the things that stopped me, or at least I believed stopped me in my journey in life, and what I wanted to become, is that I doubted. I was scared. I wasn't 100% scared, but I was just scared in the sense that I wasn't sure that I would make it. You know what? God has shown me a lot over the years, and has shown me I could have if I applied a whole lot more than I did. Not to say that I didn't apply at all. I still apply, and I still do what I do, you know, because it's just a different journey now. And I've accepted it. You know, it took me a minute to accept it. It's not like I accepted it overnight. Like, oh, yes, I'm this and that. No, I didn't accept it that easily. It wasn't rocket science for me. You know, I had to reach out first, and then I had to touch him. I had to touch the Lord. I had to touch him and so he could touch me. That's a sub point right there. Once you touch him, let him touch you. Because quite frankly, maybe a lot of us haven't been touched emotionally, in a sense, to where we understand, where it's just all, it's like a fire burning inside of you, like Jeremiah would say about him trying to get the message out. And, you know, it's amazing how a lot of us doubt because we doubt ourselves, because we are doubters. We say we believe, but we're doubting. I believe I'm going to get this job, but I doubt they're going to call me back. I believe I got this person in this person that I want, but I doubt doubt that it's reciprocal. You know what? Earlier this week, I did something on social media that I had never done before. Matter of fact, I had come out and said that I'm an introvert. I mean, have an introverted personality. Quite frankly, I probably have had it all my life, but I never knew it. And it was not like I went to a therapist and had it diagnosed to me. But, you know, I've had a lot of time to reflect. Part of my personality, you know, and I reflected on it. And then as I put it out into the world, that this is who I am. This is why I am who I am. Once I did that, oh man, I felt the weight come off of me. A 40-some year weight come off my shoulders, you know, because then all of a sudden I realized I've been shy, but I wasn't always shy. It was like I chose who I opened up to. And in a sense, I was like, wait a minute, I'm not introverted. No, I didn't say that. I said, I'm not shy. I'm introverted. In other words, I prefer to be alone. It doesn't mean that I want to be alone. It's just that in some cases, I don't know how to express myself. So I said, I need to express myself the first way. First thing I need to get off my back is let people know that this is who I am. If you don't like it, that's okay. I still love you regardless. But you know what? I'm not going to sit back and let myself cave in. I'm not going to let all that cave in. I'm not going to let all that doubt about whether or not I can be with somebody or doubt that I'll ever have what I believe that the Lord has for me or ever coming. I'm not going to doubt. I'm just going to believe. But first, I have to get inside myself. I put it out there. Once I did that, there were the outpour of love and support and respect came back to me. Learned a few things about some other people that I've known for a very long time, which was a blessing. Because I'm like, wow, really? Oh, that makes sense. But I wouldn't have done that if I didn't reach out to the Lord first, and then I let touch him, and then let him touch me. And the last thing I had to do, and this is the last thing you have to do in whatever you're going through, is point three, after you reach out, and after you touch, you have to believe. You have to believe him. You have to believe God. You just have to believe. You know? Because like it says in verse 29b, you know, after Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen yet have come to believe. Because the first thing he asked Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Is that the only reason why? You know what? We all have had our experiences where we've seen Jesus. We just don't know how we've seen Jesus. You know how it's said that we're made in God's image? Quite frankly, that means we've seen Jesus. Especially if you've seen the right person. Now, if you've seen the wrong person, you've seen God in him too, because quite frankly, God is using that person to try and get through to you. You may not see it like that at first. You may not see it because quite frankly, that person probably is giving you a lot of pain, but God has used them. I remember one point where I was at my lowest of my low. Matter of fact, it was a year ago. I was at the lowest of my low. And, you know, I didn't know what to do, you know, but the first thing I did was reach out. I had to reach out because I had to reach out to God because I was like, I don't know if I can continue to do this. I was doubting myself in what I was doing. About a little over a year ago, I had no idea. I had what you would call a panic attack. And the anxiety just took over. A lot of doubt started clouding my judgment, started clouding my thoughts, my emotions, my relationships, you name it. But you know what I did? After I reached out and was touched by him and I touched him, I started to believe him. All of a sudden, I started feeling like myself again. Started feeling everything that I thought that I was, and it turned out I wasn't. I wasn't what I thought I was because I was better than what I thought I was. Did what I accomplished what I needed to accomplish, and of course, God told me it was time to move. Continue to move because, quite frankly, it was time. And you know what? I have nothing against that. I have nothing against it because everything I do nowadays is without a doubt what the Lord has called for me to do. And I am so grateful and I'm so blessed that God has moved me in the way that he does. I'm glad that God has allowed me the opportunity to continue to fulfill my call in this way. Because quite frankly, not too many people are given that opportunity or use their skills, their gifts, which is what I've been doing, to do these things. And that is a blessing in itself. So I am grateful. I am blessed and thankful to God that he's continued to use me in a way to be a guiding light. You know, every conversation I've ever had with anybody, be it good, bad, or not so good and not that great either, it's been a blessing because I learned things. Matter of fact, I remember the other day I saw a post from a sister friend of mine. They posted a album cover. I said it was this album cover. I said it was a different artist cover, but then they corrected me. Back in the day, I could not take correction very well. Couldn't do it. But in this case, I said, I learned something. I learned something new. And you know what? And I was grateful and I thanked them. Now, it may have been brushed over their shoulder and whatnot, but they didn't know that I just went through a breakthrough. I just delivered a breakthrough to them, a breakthrough for myself to them, and they didn't even know it. Because quite frankly, before that day, before I revealed that to them, that I was thankful for them telling me that. I said, I didn't know that. And I didn't. May have heard about it, but I didn't know. And so therefore, I was grateful. But you know what? I know that a lot, I'm not sure how this message will correlate to your life. But note this. I bet you the answer that Thomas had was after, I believe this. I don't take my word for bond. But, you know, this is my interpretation of this scripture. So I believe that the missing part of that verse, when Jesus asked Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen yet have come to believe. I bet you Thomas' answers was, I hope that through prayer that they will not only believe, but will see you in their heart. Seen them, seen you in their soul. That's what I believe. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for this word. We want to thank you for the message and the messenger. Continue to use me in the way that you see fit, O Heavenly Father. Pray that this message is a blessing to others, and pray that they're able to take this and use this and apply this in their life, O Heavenly Father, and in their walking in their journey, O Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer. Pray that you keep us and guide us. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Next week, Safe Haven is having a very special day. Even though we got four seasons in, next week is the third anniversary of me starting a podcast. In other words, when Safe Haven Podcast started, it was 3 years ago, a little thing called First Podcast. It was a two-minute long program, and it was a blessing. As a part of next week's podcast message, I'm going to have a little segment where I actually re-air that podcast, just in case you guys don't want to scroll all the way down to April 19th. 2018, where it's titled The First Podcast. That's okay, because next Sunday, even though it's a day before the first podcast, the anniversary of the first podcast, because April 19th is the actual day, I'm going to do, as a special occasion, I'm going to replay that portion after the sermon, of course, so you guys can hear how the podcast started for me. I mean, it's not some grandioso message, but it is a message, and it's obviously it was me testing this out and getting an opportunity to try and see what I could do. You know, God has brought me a very long way from the beginning of this podcast to where it is currently. I'm grateful for those who listen then, now, and hopefully and prayerfully to the next chapter. Because, you know, God is doing great things with Safe Haven Podcast. This is just the beginning, y'all. Just the beginning. Amen. Lee, thank you once again for joining us on the Safe Haven Podcast this week. Prayerful that your week is going to be a blessed one. Prayerful that this word was a blessed one. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and of course listen to each and every message so you'll be prepared for whenever the sermon drops, whenever the episode drops. Another reminder, we drop every Sunday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. So be prepared for whenever it drops if you subscribe. For those who listen always, thank you. I'm grateful for every last one of you. Gracias to all, and prayerful for another week, another great week for you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now. We thank you for this wonderful, 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 wonderful service right now, Heavenly Father. We just want to pray that you could continue to guide us where we go. Dismiss us from whichever place we're at, but never from your presence, Heavenly Father. We pray that you just continue to keep us and guide us forevermore. And that is all. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.